I'm Jackie Anderson, and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk. Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next, and you up next. Keep the wins on hard. Rise a star on the big scene. Make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat. Don't settle for less. They put you through that test. Your resume, that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Shoot.
Yeah, let's go. Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is 2024, the year of the Mamba and KT, and now we are still on this grind. That's right, we are finding some of the dopest, amazing individuals in our communities who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. And today we're going to give y'all some of that Creole gumbo today, baby. That's right, we got one of the dopest, just recently announced as one of the Silver Wave's top 100 most impactful, influential players in the women's basketball game. And we got her today, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I say Creole gumbo, because she spent a nice little stint down in New Orleans doing her, following her hooping journey and her career. But now, ladies and gentlemen, she is a director in one of the baddest tournaments, one of the baddest AAU circuits, in my opinion, one of the top three circuits in the country. Y'all make some noise for the one, the only, the talented, the impactful, the trailblazing Jackie Anderson. Yo, Jackie, how you doing?
I'm great. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing good. Everybody out there in San Antonio, y'all make some noise for us today. I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. We'll put your L's up. Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Quiet Storm. All facts, no cap, the head coach, KT. Kev, man, how you feeling today, brother?
I'm feeling great, B. Jones, and you know, we were talking backstage that we boxed, actually all met before, but we'll talk about that later on in the show.
We'll talk about that a little bit. You ready for the summer, KT? Our word on the street is that you trying to do some balance. You ready for this long
run? I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I'm on injured reserve right now, so I'm day by day right now, B.
we're gonna put you on a little IR, the 10-day IR. Well, check this out, ladies and gentlemen. We almost do it the first quarter of the year, KT. We started this year off strong. We probably got about 50 episodes. I don't know, maybe close to 50 episodes. We promised y'all 180, but today we're going to get this thing kicked off with probably one of my favorite parts of the show, my second favorite part of the show, at least, the moment of truth. All right, coach. Can we call you? What do you want us to call you? Because what's going to call you on this thing, Jackie?
Jackie is fine. Coach is fine. You know, I used to coach a couple years ago. So,
all right, we're going to call you Coach Jackie. All right, Coach Jackie. Let's give it to him. It is time for the moment of truth. If you're familiar with the show, y'all know this is a point where KT and I, we are about to play our version of two truths and a lie. That's right. Coach Anderson is going to give us three facts about herself, but here is the kicker. There's a ringer. One of those truths will not be the truth. It will be an untruth. Kevin and I will have 60 seconds from the point that she gives us the three facts to work together as a team and uncover which one is the fib, okay? Super simple, but Kevin and I, we're not very good at this. So we need all y'all mojo right now. We need all the positive vibes sent our way so we can get this thing cracking. All right, coach, let's get it going, J.A.
Okay. So I have a 100-pound Rottweiler named Teddy. I was actually born in Puerto Rico, and I have 4 conference championship rings.
All right, KT, I saw the dog. She loves her dog. All right, so we know we got the dog. The 4 conference championship rings is a rough one, though, bro.
Because then whenever somebody throw numbers in, because it could be 3.
They trying to trick in 2. But born in, she looked, all right, she, She looked like she might have been born over there.
I know, man. So
what country was that again? You said Dominican?
Puerto Rico.
All right. Can we ask you one question? Can you speak Spanish or can you speak any other languages?
Un poquito.
That's not good enough to convince me. That's
not good enough to convince me. Un poquito, yeah, I can say that one. I can say that one. Me llamo Brandon, you know what I'm saying? KT, make the call, man. My vote right now is going to be I'm going to say the third one. But I don't know, man. I'm going to say the third one. I'm going to say she won three.
Let's go with the third one then.
All right, Jackie, we are going to say that the third one is not the truth, that you won three conference championships and not four.
So, no, I actually did wear one four conference championships.
Oh!
I have four rings.
You weren't born over there.
No, my mom was, though, so I thought I could get away with it.
Part of me felt like she wouldn't lie on no four chance because her teammates going to be watching this. All the people that rock, they're going to be like, why you told them we got four? You know we ain't wearing no four. God, KG, I should have went with my gut on that one. All right, y'all.
Well, I'm over here, B-Jones. I'm over here thinking about she looked like Sade, so she had to be from somewhere else. So that's what I was going for. That's on me.
That's a good point. It could have been another country, KT. It's okay. That's a worthy L, but we're getting comfortable with losing. We promise y'all, by June, we're gonna have this name ripping and running. All right, y'all, let's get it cracking. Coach Anderson, Coach Jackie, J.A., the queen of Adidas, whatever we're going to call you, we need you to take your right hand. We need you to lift it up. We need everybody out there to do this. We need to take that right hand, reach over your left shoulder, grab that seatbelt, pull it down, and buckle up, click, clack. It is time to go to work. We are ready to have a fun show, and we can't do it without you. So check this out. This is our point. We got to pay the bills. By paying the bills, I mean, we got to ask you for your support. Kevin and I, we need three huge, tremendous things that will help us to move this mountain and take on the Titans. And these three things won't cost you a penny. That's right. The SLT Trinity. On the count of three, I need you to, number one, smash that subscribe button and become a part of our family. Keep rocking along with us as we tell many, many stories of a great impactful people in the women's game. Number two, we need you to hit that like button as many times as Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg will allow you to hit it, just so it tells them that this show is cracking and this show will bubble all the way up to the top of the algorithm. And number three, last but not least, we need you to share this episode. Tell the person next to you. Tell the person that's on the left side of you, in front of you, and the people that you saw next week, that you're going to see next week. Tell them about this amazing show and share and spread the word. Three easy things. That's it. Coach Jackie, is Adidas going to show us some love on this thing? Is San Antonio going to show us some love? Because I love me some gorditas. You know what I'm talking about? Are they going to show us some love?
Yes, they have to. I'll make sure they do.
All right, y'all.
Got you.
That's it. On the count of three, let's do it like we true to it. One, two, three. Boo! Yeah! Oh, I love it. Listen, if you did any of those three things, welcome to the Sports Life Talk family. Hey, Coach Jackie, what is your favorite emoji right now?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think it's a little smiling face with the hands out like this.
Okay. That looks like your personality too. Yeah. If you did any of those three things, throw us a smiley face with the I'm innocent hands in the chat, just to let us know that you did one of those three things. Because around here, KT and I, we don't do fans. We don't do followers. We only do family. And if you did any of those three, we consider you family. And we just want to tell you two words. What are we going to tell them, KT?
Gracias.
Amigo.
The process is thank you. That's two words.
That's one word in a different process language.
It stands for two thank you. So I just, I bundled it like we're going to stay farm. That's what I did. I bundled it. Come on.
Okay, Flo. All right, y'all. Here we go. It is that time, y'all. We waited long enough. We're about to get to know Coach Jackie Anderson, the director of 3SSB. You got to tell us what 3SGB mean in a second, too. I wasn't familiar with that terminology, but we're going to learn all about it. But before we do that, we got to take it through the Sports Life Talk initiation.
Ooh. B. Jones, that was State Farm, not Progressive. You called me Flo. She called
you don't matter. It's yours.
Who is it? Jake from State Farm?
That's Jake. I got the red hat. Jake, come on, man.
Yeah, but Progressive is the one that does all the bundling, KT. It's okay.
You didn't see the last State Farm thing when it was a football thing and he said something. He said, man, it's more than two words. Well, not if you bundle it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Leave me alone, man.
He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. All right. To initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists.
Ooh, okay. Top five. I mean, number one is Sade for sure. Love her. Let's see.
Wait a minute. Did y'all plan that? Did y'all plan the whole Sade bit? Was that discussed?
She's on her shirt too.
Yeah.
We were talking about some of that.
Okay.
Because you know, it just happened. Sade came in my head, but
yeah,
just coincidence.
Wow.
Yeah, I wore a shirt on a plane one time with Sade on it, and some lady was like, "Is that you?" And I'm like, "I don't think that highly of myself to wear a shirt with my own face on." But I'll take it. I'll take the compliment. I love Sade, number one artist. Definitely Rihanna. Definitely got to go with Beyonce. You know, H-Town. And then I would have to say, like, right now I'm listening to a lot of Drake and Bad Bunny too. I like them.
I like that one song that Drake got with Bad Bunny though. Hey, that's the only words I know in the whole song. The rest of it, when they start talking, I'll be like, I don't know what they're saying, but it's jamming though. I start bopping to that joint. All right, KT, what do you? That's a real grown and sexy list right there, KT. Are you able to handle that type of power right now? Are you able to handle that much juice, man? Let me see. What you gonna give her, bro?
You know, I get my grown and sexy on every now and then, B. Jones. All right, Jackie. What we like to do, we like to rank everybody's top five, and the highest you can get is five.
Okay.
But you put Sade in there.
Yeah.
Right there, you had 15. This said Beyonce, Rihanna, Drake, Bad Bunny, B. Jones.
What you doing, man?
Second time in 2024, give her that Mamba.
Twenty-four the hard way.
Your love is king. I love some.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, who is your favorite superhero and why?
Ooh, I would say, honestly, I really love Batman, and it's probably because my dad loves Batman, and me and him. He grew up reading the comics to me, because he grew up reading comics, and then we would have a father-daughter tradition where we would go and watch all the like Marvel, DC, any superhero movies we would go and watch together and kind of break them down and be like, okay, was that true to the actual character? Was that true to the comics? So that's a really special time with me. And I love superheroes.
That brought a smile to my face, baby. Batman bringing families together, man. That's great.
I kind of want to ask her pops what his thoughts is on the new Marvel. You know what I'm saying? The Marvel 2.0. I want to know what your pops think about this new wave, because they, you know, they got a lot of new characters. This is totally different now.
I know. It's a whole new era starting. I'm interested to see where it goes, and we're definitely going to be breaking them down.
As long as it's Marvel's version, not Sony, because goodness, they... Ooh,
yes. All
right, so since every good superhero needs their own theme music, what would your theme song be?
Ooh. Dang, that's a hard one. I guess not necessarily for a superhero, but like, what I'm thinking about, if I'm trying to get pumped up for something, I don't know how appropriate it is, but International Players Anthem UGK really gets me pumped up. I love to like just blast that in the car and drive around with my windows down. That gets me in a good mood.
That's the first time I heard somebody bring some UGK on this joint.
Love UGK.
Can't go wrong. And the way that Andre 3000 started it off, B. Jones, that was fire. All right, so we have a running debate on this show. I want to be a singer. P. Jones wants to be a dancer. So we need for you to break the tie for your episode. Would you rather be a singer or would you rather be a dancer?
Ooh, that one's easy. I love to sing. I just went to karaoke this weekend.
I knew when she said Sade, Rihanna, and Beyonce was the first three. We had no other choice but singing.
I know. That's why I took a chance and asked that one. All right. So if you could shadow anyone for a week and learn from them, they could be the dead or alive. Who would it be and why?
I'd definitely say Pat Summitt. I love her. I got the chance to meet her one time. And I would love to have been able to learn from her for sure.
She got 25, but you got to slow down.
I'm just saying. I got to drop the Summitt ding, man. Anytime somebody says Summitt, I got to drop it on the show, man.
Oh, I'm all with it. You just got to talk to producers after the show. All right. So what is something that basketball has taught you that you can use when you're not on the court?
I definitely think basketball has taught me how to lead while also listening. So, you know, when you're on the court, you're on a team, you can take on that leadership role, but you also got to pay attention to what other people are doing and how they're feeling and what they're bringing to the table. And sometimes being a leader means taking a step back and saying, let me learn from you. Let me see what you bring to the table. I don't know it all. I don't want to know it all. I have people around me that I trust and that help me to make decisions. And I think that that's something that not having an ego with basketball has taught me how to be a leader today.
All right. So B and I, we're going to produce a movie that's centered around you. The one thing that we're missing is a lead actress. Who should we get to play you in the story of your life?
Ooh, that one's tough. There's a lot of people that say like, oh, this actress, you look like this actress, or this actress looks like you. I don't know if y'all know will know who I'm talking about, but have y'all seen Bridgerton on Netflix?
Yes.
The main character, I forget her name, Daphne. Everybody, like when that show was going off, they would be sending me pictures like, this girl looks just like you.
I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. I thought you was going to go with Queen Charlotte. I thought you was going to go to Charlotte angle. But I do. I can see the resemblance of you and the other young lady. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I know somebody's going to kill me. I walked in the room. My wife watched it. And I would walk through and I would kind of peek around and check it out. Ooh. So I don't know the characters by name, but I know who you're talking about. So I'm a concur. Plus one on that one, KT.
Well, I had one, but she's not a actress, but she's a hooper.
Who?
Haley Jones.
Kind of
remind me of Haley Jones a little bit.
I can see that. Yeah, I haven't gotten that.
Haley Jones can act, though. Can Haley Jones act? Haley, can you act?
Well, she can do the basketball part, then we have to switch it to another actress. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, Jackie. So this is probably the most important question I'm going to ask you during this initiation. B. Jones and I, we love to eat. So when we come to San Antonio to hang out with you, mm-hmm. what's the one food spot you're going to recommend and what's your go-to meal there?
Okay. I mean, this is real San Antonio. It's a place called El Pomar. It's a Mexican restaurant that is very hole in the wall, but they have upgraded to a new place as they are killing it. And the best thing I ever got, it was right down the street from my high school. I would go up pretty much every morning, get 2 bean and cheese tacos and a large sweet tea. And that's it.
Now that, you know the bean and cheese and the sweet tea?
Yeah,
but if you can do bean and cheese the right way, it is undefeated. Because right now you go down to the Mexican restaurant down the street, you get bean and cheese, you're like, throw me some steak or some chicken on this joint. Let's get this thing cracking. But when you go down there and eat bean and cheese, it's a different dish, bro. I don't know what they doing. Maybe they soaking it a little bit longer, soaking them beans a little bit longer. But it'd be chef's kiss.
So good, and the tortillas are like perfectly fluffy and soft, like a good tortilla. They'll just do it perfectly.
Jackie,
I'm gonna let y'all do the bean and cheese because I'm not fun to be around after I had beans.
The chorizo and papa's good too.
I have to get that because I can't do that with B. Jones. You'll befriend me. All right, so if you hit that subscribe button or thinking about doing so, please do. Leave us your top 5 music artists, your theme song, and your favorite superhero in the comments. And go to our website, SLTYouGotNext.com, to learn more about us and the other You Got Next family members. Now allow me to turn it over to B as we learn more about our newest play cousin, Miss Jackie Anderson. So B. Jones, go ahead and take it away. Hold on, B. Jones. Before you take it away, I got a true or false for you.
Okay.
True or false, did you know, whether it's true, that someone on this panel did a PowerPoint in middle school in order to convince their parents to go to a certain high school? Do you think that's true or false?
You know what? The fact that you're saying it, I'm about to say it's true, but I got, do you still have a PowerPoint is my question. Is that PowerPoint still sitting around somewhere?
I wish I could find it. How did you even know that?
Oh, we do research.
Y'all really did your research.
Well, Jackie Anderson, welcome to the show. Welcome to the family. This is a full circle moment for KT and I, which I didn't know it. In the spirit of full transparency, I didn't know it until I logged in, and then Kevin told me that we actually met Coach Anderson many moons ago when we were first getting out on the road last year during the takeover tour, and she gave us our credentials. So thank you for allowing us to be a part of the 3SSB experience. Because you know what's funny, Jackie? We still tell people to this day how amazing the facility, like 3SSB. When you walk in, it felt like you were on a whole nother planet. I didn't even realize I was in Bryan, Texas anymore. You got Dame Lillard and James Harden and Aneka. I mean, it's just so many just superstars all over the panel, all over the screen. And it just felt like we was in like a basketball euphoria. All these amazing high schoolers just playing everywhere. So a shout out to Adidas 3SSB. I can't wait to get down to Bryan, Texas this year. But Jackie, before you got rocking and became the director, we got to tell them your story, because there was one point in your career you was down in my part, in my neck of the woods, down in New Orleans. You heard me? So let's take them back to the beginning. Let's tell them your story your way. When did you start playing basketball, and when did you fall in love with the game?
I played for as long as I know. I mean, my dad played in high school, so I always was around basketball. But I was actually really into soccer for a long time. I was a really good soccer player, and then I started playing middle school basketball. And they didn't have soccer as an elective sport in middle school. And it just so happened that my AAU coach, Ray Caldwell, shout out SA Finest and Ray Caldwell, he's the best. He happened to be at a game watching another kid, saw me and was like, hey, do you want to come play basketball? Like, I'll get you a scholarship to go play in college. And that was something I never thought I would be able to do. And he held on his word.
Yo, and shout out to Ray Caldwell. Let me tell y'all why. Because, you know, last year was my first year. It was my inaugural season with AAU. So I got opportunity to taste a little bit of everything, and I fell in love with all of our Dallas programs. All of our DFW teams were super dope. But there was a young lady named Amari Biles who actually went to SA Finest. So when we supporting Amari, then we go over here and check out SA Finest, and they, I'm talking about, it's dogs on top of dogs. I'm talking about the Bird Martins, the Mia Hammonds, the young lady at Brennan, the Ryan Forrester. This team was absolutely loaded, and it became literally one of my favorite teams to watch. So Ray Caldwell, you know how to identify talent. I challenge everybody out there to get opportunity. If it's an AAU tournament and 3SSB coming to your neighborhood, you got to go see these young ladies play. And that's not even including some of the other teams out of Florida with Liv McGill. The whole tournament was just absolutely nuts. But so now you took your talents to New Orleans. What made you decide to go to UN, especially since you're doing PowerPoints to convince your parents to go places? How did you convince them to give you a scholarship to go to Loyola?
Well, I went, I had a few other scholarships to schools, smaller schools that were kind of in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, I kind of feel like if I'm going to go to school somewhere, like I want to be somewhere, I want to go do something. And so, I went to go on a visit, to Loyola. I played pickup, and, I think I played the best damn pickup game of my life. And I was offered a scholarship on the spot. Afterwards. And so once I got that, I think I knew right away. I love the team. My coach, shout out Kelly Kennedy. She is the GOAT as far as in Loyola. She's like the most winningest coach there. And I knew right away. I was like, this is home. I got to do it. And I fell in love with the city too.
Now your career has progressed super fast. You still look like you got a few buckets in you, coach. I mean, can you still wiggle a little bit out there? Can you still move a little bit?
Just a little bit. You know, the knees and the back are a little sore afterwards.
I ain't buying that. I ain't buying that at all, coach. You still like, now what position did you play?
Shooting guard and small forward.
Because I tried to find some highlights of you. Y'all buried the highlights real good. I couldn't find the highlights that I wanted to see. Now, I'm sorry. He came on the show, so we got to introduce him. There you go. That 100-pound rock wall.
Oh, yeah.
Look like he's to your side. Like, let's kicking it. He looking out the window. I bet don't nobody mess with you when you going through the park.
Nope.
Let her walk. Yeah. Matter of fact, clear the way. Clear the lane. She coming through. So coach, I actually checked out your LinkedIn, and it looks as though you've done a lot of things before jumping back into basketball. Tell us a little bit about how your career transpired from the point you left college, and then you start teaching, you coaching, you did a lot of stuff, but then it brought you all back. Tell us how all that transpired.
Yeah, I got my degree in psychology, and I just kind of knew, I was like, if I want to make a career out of this, I'm going to need a graduate degree. And so I went to Boston College and got my graduate degree in social work and mental health counseling. And I worked in that field for a little bit. And I was at different schools and kind of held different roles. During COVID, I got really, really burnt out from it. I was like, look, I don't know what to tell you, because if you're sad, I'm sad too. Like, I don't know what to do. And then I got into coaching through MCW Stars up in Boston. And, shout out my mentor, Mandy. She gave me a chance and was like, come coach. And she took me under her wing and taught me a lot of stuff. And then after that, back to Ray, he was like, hey, there's a position available to work at Adidas, like with Adidas basketball. And I'm like, what? And so it kind of just fell into my lap. And through working with MCW Stars and coaching, I fell back in love with basketball. And then I got this opportunity, once in a lifetime opportunity. So I'm super grateful that I have people out there looking out for me, and I couldn't have done it without them for sure.
Well, shout out to Silver Waves for putting us on you, because of course we met you, but we didn't realize really who we were kicking it with, who we were talking to that day. But Silver Waves went above and beyond and put together this list. And I think if I'm not mistaken, Kevin, I think this is our first time of bringing someone who's a director at one of the circuits on the show. Correct? I mean, I don't think we've ever had a director or anybody who is actually not affiliated with a team per se, but more affiliated with the circuits. Mm-hmm. And so what is it like working for those types of organizations? And I'm gonna let you pitch a little bit about 3SSB. What sets the 3SSB experience separate from EYBL and GUAA and Select 40 and all of these other circuits that's out there in the game? What sets y'all apart?
For sure. I think that Adidas has a very good way of like trying to figure out those kids that have like a good identity and good character kids, you know, like, okay, you can put the ball in the basket. Great. Are you a good person? Do you like give back to your community? Or do you have some type of like mentorship? Are you helping other kids? Do you come from a good family? Like what's your story? Like, what are you more than a basketball player? And I think that is something that I really identified with, because even though I'm back working in sports, I would always preach as a college kid to the high school kids that I would talk to and say, like, ball isn't life, guys. Like, it's not the same on the girls' side. Like, you know, if you go play pro, you're probably not going to, even if you make it to that point, you're not going to make a ton of money doing it. So, like, figure out what else you're interested in. Like, figure out what you want to do with your life. And now I'm eating my words because I'm back working in basketball. But just knowing that there's different avenues and there's more things about you than being a hooper. And I think that Adidas does a good job about that.
Yeah, I celebrate that, though. I think you're right. You're back around basketball, but yours is a more of an indirect path, right?
Right.
And I wish we could get more of the directors and facilities and maintenance. I mean, there's so many different parts that help these amazing showcases and tournaments come together. That's not just actually dribbling the basketball. And there's so many opportunities for women to get back involved with the game. And I think there's not enough exposure to positions like yourself, right? So I know there's a kid watching this right now, and they think to themselves, like, dang, that's pretty cool. I would love to be involved with. So what exactly does a director do? Because I'm still trying to figure out how you slid up on Candace Parker. Like, I'm trying to think, like, if I'm in the room with Candace Parker, like, hey, can I get a picture, kid? So you gotta put us on game. What does a director do?
I mean, it's pretty A to Z for me. I will scout teams that we want to bring onto the circuit. I'll scout players that we want to bring onto the circuit. Once I start getting into the registration time, I'm running those registration reports. I'm calling people up like, hey, you haven't paid for the fees yet. I'm helping with figuring out, which teams are the best matchups, for tournaments. And so like, okay, we're going to play Liv McGill on Minnesota Metro Stars against the kid from SA Finest. And like, we're going to make sure that nobody else is playing at that time. So all the college coaches go to that court. So there's a lot of different things that go into it. And then as far as event operations, like making sure the games are running on time, if there's a forfeit or a canceled game, finding a makeup game for them. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's definitely a full-time job. It's not just like during the season I'm running around. It's a year-round position. And I mean, I really love it. It's just doing basketball all the time. And I'm like, can't ask for better than that.
Let's talk about that matchup thing, because I'm super glad that we able to address this on our platform, because I'm not going to throw no tournaments out. I'm not going to throw no circuits out. But we went to some games that was outright disgusting. I mean, it was to a point. I'm talking about like 80 to 25, 80 to 30. Ooh. Game's ridiculous. Yeah. And this is supposed to be center court type material. You know, we got one team loaded with stars, another team looked like they had a bunch of ninth graders. I don't know what was going on. But so what is the formula? What is the recipe? How do you determine who's playing who? I mean, do you really just look at, hey, this team has a marquee player versus this team has a marquee player? Are you trying to look at regionals? And the reason I ask that, because there is a rumor that certain circuits put certain teams against each other to make sure that they all can make it to nationals and that they have their top 16 teams there to play in the national tournament. Is that something that Adidas is doing, or are some of your big teams afraid of getting L's early in the circuits, session one or sessions two? Walk us through it. And I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but let us talk about it.
No, it's okay. I definitely like to stay ethical and say, if you're really about it, you're not going to worry about getting that L. Like, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, if you're developing your kids, if your kids are in the gym getting their shots up, then you're not going to worry about an L early in the season. Do we try to break up those games? For sure. Like, for seeding purposes during championships, you want to see the best teams against teams.
Yeah.
For sure. You don't want to have them kind of beat each other out and then in the pool play and then there's a really good team that's missing out on getting to, you know, on the championship road. So there is some kind of playing like that. And I mean, it's really just like knowing who your team is, like knowing who your players are, not only just those top players, but also those players that are gonna like that have, you know, maybe they have a couple of mid-major, really good, you know, mid-major kids. And then they play against a team that only has one or two superstars, but that mid-major team works really hard and plays as a team. And so they end up beating them. And sometimes you can't really, you know, estimate that. And so I don't know. I love an upset. I'm loving the NCAA games. Like, I think this March Madness is going to be crazy because there's been so many upsets. And so I don't know. If you're really about it, then you're going to show up and you're going to do it. You're not going to complain about it.
One of the reasons why we started reaching out to AAU and telling these AAU stories, because Kevin and I, we found out very quickly that everybody watching WNBA on television, we watching these Final Fours, but these journeys start so much. I mean, they start on the ground roots, the grassroots, and that's in the AAU circuit. So what kind of impact do you think AAU is having towards the game of basketball, and how important is it for parents that's watching this right now that's got a kid that they want to get involved with girls basketball? How important is it for them to get their kid involved with the AAU program?
Yeah, grassroots I think is super important. Like you said, it is the foundation of basketball, from you know, the AAU teams and the club teams all the way up to the NBA and the WNBA. I mean, we're projecting kids like on the boys side. I don't work as much, but you know, we have kids that we've been seeing since they were playing in our junior events. And we know that they're going to probably be future lottery picks. So we're trying to make sure that they stay, you know, on the line with Adidas and play in our tournament, so that by the time they get to the time where they can get that NIL or go to the NBA, that's our time to kind of, you know, stay and create those relationships. So I think it's super important for if you have a kid that has talent and that wants to play, definitely get them involved in a good team, and make sure that it's a team that's a good fit for them too. Like, it can't just be some team that, okay, they have all these accolades and they want all this stuff. Like, does that coach and that director actually really care about that kid? Are they going to go to bat for that kid? Are they going to put them in the right situations to be seen by college coaches? So I think that it's super important to be educated about what teams you're going to, what organizations, what events you're going to. Because a lot of people talk a lot and it's not really all that true. And I feel like there needs to be more education on the parent side as far as like knowing what they're getting into.
we're gonna get on them parents later on. We ain't gonna address them parents on this one right now. Coach, just real last, what does 3SGB stand for? I've been curious about that all day long. What does 3SGB stand for?
So 3SGB is our kind of ancillary circuit to 3SSB. So 3SSB is 3 Stripe Select. Basketball, 3SGB is three stripe gold basketball. So gold is just kind of like another level of the circuit where they're not sponsored teams, but they're trying to earn sponsorship. So we have a set on the girls' side too, where the top eight teams from each age division and the 3SGB level get to come to the 3SSB championships and play against 3SSB teams. And then that kind of helps us gauge like, okay, this team, you know, they're a 3SSB sponsor team and they're getting beat by a 3SGB team. Like maybe we should rearrange this a little bit, you know? So I was super proud from this last season. Shout out Lady Push out of Virginia. They were a gold team that absolutely killed it on their 15U all season, made it all the way to the 15U championship at 3SSB, played in the main stage in this like sick arena. Y'all got to come to Rock Hill too. Like if you think Brian is off the chain, like Rock Hill is off
the chain. I heard Rock Hill was off the chain. I heard it was crazy.
It's really crazy. And they make it a whole production for our championship games. So we had a gold team in that championship game and we were like, we can't not bring y'all up to 3SSB, you know? So it's a super cool setup that we have.
Now, Kevin, we're going to move on to the championship rounds, but does this feel like this is going to be bigger than the director? I don't know why I'm feeling some major cooking.
Because B. Jones, she mentioned earlier about like recruiting, you know, different teams. I'm just thinking, is she like recruiting a certain podcast to come out and like cover stuff?
Who do I need to call for my credentials this year, Jackie? We need to go ahead and get that credentialing started so we can get the Rock Hill and Brian, because I ain't trying to wait to the last second no more. That was a headache on top of headaches. All right, you ready to have a little fun with us, Jackie? You ready to go, yeah. Coach? Welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show with KT and I. We're going to do a little bit of one-on-one. And you are now officially calling all the shots. Except today we're going to do it a little bit different in the spirit of all stripes, no chicks. You heard me? We're going to do it a little bit differently today. All right, so the rules are super simple, ladies and gentlemen. This is our version of Would You Rather. Coach KT and I, we are both going to make a play. We're going to go three rounds. Both of us in each round will make a pitch towards Coach. Whichever one she likes, she'll select that host, and that host will get a point. The first host to get 2 points or the best out of three will win this episode's game of championship round. KT is the defending champ. So Cam, let's go. Let's get to kick this thing off, man.
Would you rather be the owner of a new WNBA franchise in San Antonio or
would you rather be the commissioner of the WNBA G League, which means you're going to be responsible for the development of 16 new teams that's brought to the world, and you're going to be the commissioner overseeing all of these different games, schedules, the rosters, all of this stuff, but you are literally the H woman in charge, the head woman in charge.
Ooh, you know, I really like the idea of a WNBA G League, and I think I would love to do that. That sounds kind of like what I'm doing on a bigger scale now, so.
That's what I was thinking, Coach. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Let's go. Next time, just say, hey, the G League, don't say you do this and do that. Man, she's already going to pick you.
I had to put all
the extra Larrys on it.
I'm sick of you.
I'm sick of you.
I had to sell it. All right, here we go. For round number two, we're going to go with media and entertainment. All right. So, and for mine, I'm going to get a camera crew together. And we've all seen, if anybody, you can look at her Twitter right now, X and at Jack Anderson 33, but I recommend you go to her IG. It's more of her lifestyle page, where you get to see all the exploits. And I'm talking about this young lady's all around the world. She is she's moving a million miles per hour in who's who type of environment. So for mine, we're going to put a camera crew on you, Coach. We are going to follow you around for an entire year from A to Z, as you said. We're going to see how you work at these tournaments. We're going to see how you work the phones to get all these teams invited. And we're going to see how you will work alongside of your other coworkers. And we're going to tell the story of 3SSB, starting with you, right? How all these tournaments come about. But we're going to see it from the Jackie Anderson point of view. And we're going to put it all on Netflix or
host your own food show on ESPNW and streaming on the Adidas website, where you travel the world interviewing athletes and coaches as they take you to their favorite places to eat, giving us insights on their journey and their desired sports while eating at some of the best restaurants in the world.
Ooh, that one's tough. you know what? I'm going to have to do the food. I really like food.
I thought I had that one, man. I was like,
you had me. You almost had me.
All right, y'all. Well, sorry, Jordan Brand and Nike. We had to change up the championship round for round three. So, KT, let's go.
I like Adidas, B. Jones. So stop.
Me too. Adidas, right. Somebody send us one pair of sneakers. So he can.
Please. No, two. We need two, B. We do. All right. Would you rather go back in time to meet your ancestors and witness their daily lives firsthand, even if it means you can't interact with them or change anything, or?
Or would you rather go 60 years in the future and you able to look back and see the legacy, the path that you lay forward and how you impacted thousands and thousands, even millions of people to follow behind you?
Ooh, you know, I feel like a couple of years ago I would have wanted to see the future, but I'm learning how to be appreciative of where I'm at in the present, and I would love to learn from my ancestors.
No!
See what they had going on.
Oh! God, that just, oh man, that burns me up. Oh my goodness.
You know what, B. Jones, I'm ready to eat a bean and cheese taco or burrito or whatever it was. Now I'm ready to do it now.
It's these Batman fans.
Hey, Batman is the greatest superhero ever.
Yeah, he doesn't have powers and he still is able to be a superhero.
And still, you know, champion, B. Jones.
Yeah, you still the champion, but that's the problem with Batman. He need therapy. He looking back in the past all the time about when he lost his mama and daddy and dealing with emotional issues. Whoa, man.
That made him great, B. Jones. Goodness, you just.
Yeah, I'm just hating. All right, y'all. Well, the title of the show is You Got Next, and y'all know why we call it You Got Next, because as much as we love to talk about the past and some of the amazing things you got going on as far as right now in your current career, we want to talk about the future. We want to inspire other people's, and we want to follow along your journey and tell them what's up next for you. So in your own words, what does the future look like, even though you declined my future? what does the future look like for Coach Jackie Anderson, and what is the next step in your career?
I'm loving what I'm doing right now. I want to continue to grow 3SSB on the girls' side. I want to do more, and I want to do it bigger and better and be even more intentional about, you know, what teams we're bringing on, what kind of events we're hosting, because that's another part of my job is running a Euro camp where we take the top 20 players in the country to Italy or Spain and play against different teams. Like, I want to do more camps and clinics and mentorship and start an internship program for women that want to get into sports and just try to like even expand this out more than what it already is and make it something, some type of mentorship for the girls too.
Do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Oh my gosh, so many. like I said, shout out Ray Caldwell, shout out Mandy Carter Zagorowski up in Boston, my mentor, one of my best friends, my confidant. Shout out Nina Zavala in Dallas. She is the best in the basketball world. I have learned so much from her. Another one of my mentors and best friends.
Yeah, KT, that's why I ordered our credentials was through Nina. She was the one that told me to go see you.
Yes, Nina.
Shout out, hey Nina's Nina.
Nina's the media guru. PR, communications, she's got all that on lock, and she does so much more. I could not do this job without her. Shout out to the rest of my team at Adidas, Cam Mason, Bo Rodriguez, Mike Martinet, Allison, Chafe, like, Gabe, Abe, like, there's so many people that work with me directly that it's really become like a family, and I still talk to them all the time. We still hit each other up. Like, it's not just when we're, you know, working together. We really do keep up with each other, and I really appreciate them.
All right, so this is a part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. I told them my story. Why don't you do the same thing? With that said, Jackie, who are you calling out? Who should have next?
Well, I mean, I said her name enough times, but Nina Zavala, you all need to talk to her. She'll really put you on game.
Hey, Nina, you know what time it is? We got to get you on the show. We are super excited about having you on this show.
You are officially on the clock, Nina. We're going to be reaching out to you real soon because I got to get my credentials for the summer. We got to get those What's Like Talk badges anyway. So we're going to be reaching out to you real soon, Nina. But you are up next. Coach Jackie Anderson, you got next. You are an icon. You are a trailblazer. We love your energy, your vibe. I was not expecting you to be this dope, Coach. You are the truth. You are absolutely a trailblazer, and you are setting the world on fire. You are extraordinary. You are elite. You deserve a yeet. Oh my God, back at it again. KT, we cranking. We cranking. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, first and foremost, Bella Flemings was the young lady for Brennan. Bella Flemings was a young lady for Brennan, so y'all make sure y'all go follow her up. She's super dope. She actually came on our show too, KT. I just forgot to. I was trying to get to her name, and I said Ryan. But anyway, and Nina. We super excited about having you on the show. So this is going to be an amazing year, an amazing summer that's lined up. And so we just want to thank everybody for watching another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. The show is only growing, and it's only growing because of you. That's right. This is your opportunity to be the MVP and make a huge difference. Make sure you smash that subscribe button and become a part of our family. We are only about a third. I don't know. We close to a third of the way, right close, bumping up against 50. We promised y'all 180 shows. We're going to get to it. We moving lightning fast right now. So we're going to keep grinding it out this year. So make sure you tap in and keep watching because the shows are getting crazier than tight, the people, the stories. It's just absolute madness. Make sure you smash that like button and share this episode with as many people as you can. And listen, we work hard. We're going to keep working hard, and we're going to keep giving y'all amazing content. Make sure you are tapped in with us at Sports Life Talk, all one word. And you can kind of see what we got. We got a whole new series that's about to come out. I promise you, buckle up, because we got some stuff that's about to come out on a daily basis that's going to be super, super, super dope. Now, if you want to be on the show, because you talked about the bomb squad, and shout out to your team, because y'all take the best pictures. Y'all be showing up at these events. I'm like, they clean, though. They super clean. But if you want to be on the show and you got a story, go to our website, sltyougotnext.com. Click on the nominate tab. Tell us a little bit about yourself, why you feel like you're a Mamba, why you feel like you got next. And we're going to reach out to you. Kevin is going to schedule an audition for us to talk to you and get you on the show. And don't forget to take You Got Next on the road in the podcast form. I love to watch the YouTube, but I'm really more or less, I'm listening to the show as I ride along to critique Kevin and what he needs to do better. So make sure y'all go check us out on look at it like I'm just teasing with y'all. I love listening to the podcast version. Ride along with it in your car. Whether you download it on Spotify or Apple, you can listen to You Got Next on the road anyway, in the kitchen, in the gym, in the locker room, it don't matter. And keep the party moving forward. All right, KT, congrats. You had a decent I didn't win anything. She didn't even say dancing. She didn't even say dance with me. So I'm just gonna cry myself to sleep tonight. I don't apologize, Sade. Yeah, I should have known what was up when Kevin said the Sade thing. All right, KT, let's get out of here, man.
Don't forget about Batman, too, B. Jones. So you were going to lose regardless. All right, Jackie, thank you so much for rocking with us. Whatever you need from us, please let us know, and we got your back.
Thank y'all. Same to you, and I know I will see y'all around the summer for sure.
Hey, Jackie, sing us some of that UGK international play.
I'm like, what part can I sing that's appropriate?
I CC'd every girl that I CC around town.
Sports Life Talk Nation, we love y'all. Stay safe, be blessed, respect each other, and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, because you never know, your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next, because you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag because you're always working, like, in due time. I knew you got next.
Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talking mushroom, you are what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon, then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, it's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah, you got next, yeah, I can feel it, you're a winner just like me. You got next, and what comes next, tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next,
just like me. If you got next, if you got next.